Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, coming up. You people, we'll check in with their Senate. We'll see who they're mad at today or happy with. We will find out. You people, your comments from the YouTube stream, which you can listen to all the time, watch all the time. Of course, also the Odyssey app. Coming up, we did mention earlier in the week, we're going to start on Monday, quarter century week on the Midday Show.
Quarter century.
Next week, the best of the best of the last 25 years in Philadelphia sports. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see kind of where some of our lists come down and where everyone votes on these. You're going to be able to vote on the website, kind of like they're doing for the afternoon show with Top 11, right? Which is going on right now. I submitted my top. I think we all submitted our top 11s, which they're going to start to unveil next week. Did you get confirmation? Did you name him?
Yeah, he said I said Zach Wheeler.
You said Zach Wheeler, not Max Wheeler.
Not Max Wheeler. Max Wheeler.
Not happy with where you put him, though.
Max Zach Wheeler?
I probably had him at like 9 or 10.
Yeah, you did have him.
In the city right now?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't respect pitchers, remember?
Oh, listen. That's right. That was the nonsense that came out of last year. He's closer to 1 than 6.
Why are you mad at my list?
Because it's a joke.
Is that the whole point?
I guess
we make lists to get mad at lists. I mean, that literally is what we do around
that
here.
That was a hard list to make. And
I agree with that, but some things are easier than others.
Yeah, that was a layup.
Gracious.
I like Zach. Zach, if you're listening,
obviously you don't.
You're one of my favorites, but dog. You pitch every 5 days.
Dominates every 5 days.
Okay, you dominate every 5 days.
You respect starting pitchers.
I do.
You only played every 7 days.
What?
You heard me.
I mean, football players play 17 games a year.
But he only affected.
By that premise, baseball players should be the whole list.
Wheeler plays more games than you do in a season.
No, I'm just saying, Wheeler, wow. I mean, he plays every 5 days.
Yep, and you every 7.
Yeah, but he doesn't practice.
He doesn't have a bye.
Okay, what does he do on his off days? He's just sitting around, probably chugging beers.
Apparently, the funny thing is
working on the treadmill.
Not much.
No. Did you read in the Matt Gelb article? He doesn't take care of his body anymore.
No, so he works.
He just what a drink. What is he doing?
Well, so he's like a big McDonald's guy.
Well, so he works out. He said hard during the off season, but during the season, he's found for his body it responds better if he does.
To McDonald's?
Well, I don't know about the food, but he does
responds better to McDonald's.
No, he doesn't work out during the season. Like during the off season, he gets himself in shape, and then season it's just like massages for the arm. He gets rent ready for the next start. He doesn't work out during the season.
That's what I'm saying. He don't do nothing. But he listen.
He
Zach,
dominates.
You dominate.
Number 9 is an affront.
See, listen,
might have to do a whole week on this.
You put me in a bad spot asking me these questions.
This
you know
was your list.
Just because we know how your body responds to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Then I blow up like a tick. I swell up. That's pretty impressive that you could eat McDonald's all season long and still look the same.
So that being said, inadvertently, Hugh and I may have also, we may have both had very controversial number 9s as I look at my list. I'm just saying.
No, so who was yours?
Number 9?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you about to get ratio for
that's
that
fine.
One, bro.
I think there are 8 better athletes in the city.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, it was a hard list to make. I felt pressure to do one.
Yeah, nobody above him on my list is a bad player. I mean, they're all.
That's the thing. It all depends
but
on how you rate
for
them.
Wheeler.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Because the eight I had above him were like, no disrespect.
Wow, now you're going to be disrespectful.
Like actual athletes. Like that have to work.
Starting pitchers are athletes.
He just admitted that he don't work out during the season.
But like he doesn't have to pitch to a 2-something ERA.
He's like, Zach, if you're listening, because I know you listen to the show, you have put yourself in the same category as golfers, in my opinion.
Tiger Woods wouldn't have been on the list.
Not athlete.
Get out of here.
Not athlete.
What
no,
is
he was athletic.
Yeah, of course he was.
Because when his body broke down, he became.
That was it, yeah.
But who is the other guy that wears the pants that I like?
That's a weird question.
The other guy that wears the pants?
Daly?
When I said it, yeah, you could cut that one because I
who's the other guy that wears the pants I like? I don't know. Most guys wear pants.
John Daly.
Slather Vaseline on me.
I give you permission. I walked into that one.
I don't need permission.
Yeah,
you've said it. It's getting cut.
You're a mess over here. All right, hold on a second. I was trying to say something, then we got caught up in our list, which both of us obviously have controversial number nines. Next week, top 11, obviously going to be unveiled in the afternoon show. We're going to do quarter century week here on the midday show. Top 5 moments of the last 25 years, teams, figures in the city, individual seasons, maybe the worst moments, maybe the most hated figures. The quarter century week on the midday show is coming up next week. All right, before we get to the phones here, Can we play a little game called Explicit Snack of the Night?
Yeah, so I guess I'll preface this because you're going to hear a pretty big hint.
Okay.
How well do you guys know your Tasty Cakes?
Fairly well. Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but we've worked in the Tasty Cake studio a long time.
I
worked at night, sometimes it was the only thing keeping me energized with a little sugar. So, yeah, I know them.
All right. Well, if you guys can nail this one, then let's do it.
Our Snack of the Night. Never had myself a before. Now I opened up the side of the box. I love how they package their. Oh, look at that! It's in this tiny little aluminum tin. Oh, it's beautiful. I love the smell of the coming out of the package. Now I have ever so gently lifted the whole out of the tin, so I'll be careful. I brought a plate in here with me in case it falls apart. Let us take a bite of the. Interesting. So, I am a big eater. I usually have at least 2 a day. This tastes just like, and it's not an artificial flavor. It tastes like I'm eating an actual. Like a ripe, which I like. The cream is very silky smooth. The white cream on top, it's like bam, gives you a little. It gives the pop at the end, but it's primarily a smooth.
You said the white cream at the top.
Okay, all right. I have an idea.
I don't.
The tin makes me think it's a pie. That's a Tasty Cake pie.
I've never had whatever he's eating. I've never had one.
So, am I right about the face?
No, I'm telling you.
Don't lie.
I know my go-tos when it comes to the Tasty Cake, and I've never lifted a Tasty Cake out of a tin.
Am I right on the pie that it's a
yes,
pie?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to guess the exact variety, mm-hmm. flavor. The cream threw me all off. I'm going to be honest with you. I
cream
didn't...
pie.
So first thought was apple, because he said that he has this every day, right? Like, so what is he having every day? But I don't.
It's smooth. It's ripe.
There's no cream in the apple pie. I mean, they have the the icing
the
on
filling,
top on
yep.
some of them, right? But not in the filling. Mm-hmm. Is it perhaps a like a seasonal flavor that maybe I we don't know much about? I'm trying to think as I walk past that. All right, it's a pie. He has it every banana cream.
That's right. You got
it. I get
job,
banana
yeah.
cream. See, I don't like banana cream.
I haven't had this one, but I've seen it out there in our stand.
I don't like banana cream.
Are we tied now? Have Hugh and I each gotten one of these in Explicit Snack of the Night?
I think you're 1-1.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
good job.
Now the race really begins.
That's right.
Cream. I'm not a fan of banana cream. I'm not a fan.
You wouldn't have the banana cream?
Mm-mm.
I don't think I would either. It feels...
No, I'm
not a banana dessert guy.
No.
Bananas.
I like banana pudding.
That's not bad. You're out on bananas. Yes. Just think generally. I go to a restaurant, I'm having a dessert. Like, I'm not looking at the bananas.
What do you think about just in general cream pie?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Cream pie.
That is a tremendous drop. I mean, that is. All right, let's go to Dave and Beth. What's up, Dave?
Hi.
What's up, Dave?
Hi. Good afternoon, Hugh, Joe.
What's up, man?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. So I really think that if the Eagles get a fullback as a lead blocker, it will not help Saquon to, again, excel and get the NFL rushing record, but also open the play-action passing game for Jalen and the receivers.
They have a fullback.
We got Ben Van Sumeren coming back from the torn knee. He could be the guy, Dave.
Yep. And that's the biggest thing because I think Hugh's role model has the insight into it. So, Hugh, in the New York Jets question and answer, the last question they asked you was, if you could have dinner with any NFL player, former or current, who would it be?
Oh, you asked me the question?
It's your answer. You already answered this to the Jets program in 1995, yeah.
I forgot. Maybe was it Reggie White?
It was Charles Haley or Lawrence Taylor.
I knew it was a pass rusher. I just didn't remember which one it was.
Yeah. So why Lawrence Taylor, out of curiosity?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, listen, let me tell you. I had a chance to sit down with Lawrence Taylor when we were doing something in L.A. He has some stories that when he starts to tell them, All of the older players do, man, but his stories, like he was telling a story about how he woke up drunk one time, and he said it just like that, and he realized they had a game, and he went and got an IV, and he had 3 sacks that day. Do you know how hard it is to do what he said he did? And he just would do it, like just come in the game, and he said Bill was mad at him. He's on the table getting an IV, and he was trying to keep him out the game, but he couldn't, and he go in the game and had 3 sacks. Like, he has some fascinating stories.
Yes, so he's like the sage guru on the mountain, correct?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so you guys mentioned before about Barry Sanders, you know, his whole video on YouTube. I watched part of it, and there's a segment on how his first game against Lawrence Taylor, and it mentioned how you mentioned how your first game against Terrell Davis, you got to trash talk him before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Taylor's doing the same thing with Barry Sanders. You're not going to do nothing, blah, 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 blah. It's like Barry's second, third game as a rookie. He gets crushed. And after the game, you know, Barry Sanders says, we got beat up and everything else like that. Held it less than 50 yards rushing. LT comes up to him and says, if you had a lead blocker, you'd be unstoppable.
And now you got the lead blocker thought in your mind for Saquon. David, listen, if Van Sumeren could play and, you know, typically the NFL's gone away from that, a little bit more back towards it the last year or so. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not like we're getting a lot of production out of the third wide receiver. So if they put Van Sumeren on the field instead of Jahan Dotson and they run the football well, I'm good. The run game is what took us where we went last year. Dave, what's your Father's Day gift?
Shady Maple Smorgasbord.
What
it's
is that?
The Pennsylvania Dutch buffet.
Ah.
check the website. They got brisket, prime rib, shrimp. You know, one can get kind of fluffy or hulk up, depending on your perspective. It's got a full dessert bar.
Mm. It sounds filling, if nothing else. Hey, that sounds fun. Appreciate it. Would you, when was the last time you went to a buffet? When you met Bam at the,
No, when I went to, we went to the Korean barbecue. It was me, it was Hugh and Brianna. They took me to Father's Day, and I ended up paying for the meal.
Yeah,
I ended up paying for the meal. That was the last one, but it was funny. It was a fun time, though. We went in, you know, the kind where you cook the food in the middle.
Oh.
And, but I ended up paying.
Yeah, well, that's what... Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
He got smoked.
Yeah, drop that money on the middle of the table. All right, speaking of smoked, which we usually sometimes do here in You People, let's hear what they have to say today.
You People.
It's time to hear from You People.
What do you mean, You People?
So a big welcome back to Company Man Douglas.
He's back.
Thank you, I guess.
It's about time.
Very high on
it. Was hiding for a while.
Yeah, real quick. So somebody in the YouTube chat talking about making New People shirts.
I like
send them over to the station.
We'll wear them.
I will wear them in studio. I don't think it'd be a good idea for me to be walking around Philly with a shirt that says You People on it. Looking
Brother,
like
they
I do.
Get it. They, you know, some people, they, you know, you yeah. should be. If you put like WIP or something.
I don't think it's worth the risk.
I will definitely wear it on the show, no doubt. I mean, You People already made it to a Phillies game, right? The woman that held the sign up, one of our You People. I still don't know how to say
persons.
This. You persons?
No, it's You People.
You, yeah.
Those but, people?
But like an individual is a what?
Yeah, I don't...
Are they... If we met a person who watched
us... A You Person,
yeah,
maybe.
Like
I guess we'll see if they want
to... No, it just all depends on if
they want to respond in the chat.
Like if you meet someone, Hugh, and they say, I love the show, I watch it on YouTube while I'm at work.
I say, oh, you one of You People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
It all depends on who...
How would they introduce themselves? I am a You Person? I'm a You People.
I'm a You People. I would say that.
That sounds weird, but okay.
I mean, it's what don't we say most times that don't sound
true.
Weird.
Yeah,
so something about Kyle just pisses me off.
Agreed.
I have a few ideas of what it might be.
Agreed.
It's because maybe I'm so much better looking than you. Smarter.
Not sure if that's it.
And cooler.
Kyle
it could be any
into,
of those things.
He leaned into that one.
You never know.
That hit home a little bit.
Yeah, he workshopped the response.
I mean, if you're wondering what it is about me, it just could be any of those things. Search deep within. And thanks for hanging with us on YouTube.
Yeah, hit home a little bit. Yep. Hit home.
So forget about the Madden curse. We got the Joe Giglio kiss of death on Saquon season. Yep. So it's over.
No one ever remembers the good things I say when they come through.
No,
only the bad
no.
things.
No, actually, it's funny because you were doing your open about the Saquon thing, and somebody said, Joe's driving me crazy.
I said he could run for 2,000 yards again.
Because nobody listens.
Well, they listen, but they get angry.
Well, you know what it is?
And what I've noticed on
a day-to-day basis, like when you say something, it might be positive. Nobody responds to your positivity.
Yep.
But if you say something that makes people mad... My timeline blows up. I can't believe Joe Giglio said that. Come on, y'all.
Well, they ignore the good and focus on
always,
the bad. And I can't help that. You guys react to what you want to react to.
Yep, and they're reacting a lot to the Alec Boehm stuff.
Well, there you go.
This one was pretty good. So Alec Boehm throwing his bat down and helmet is a temper tantrum now? You're all morons besides Hugh.
He's
always been a temper tantrum.
He's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, and I'm the one that says something about it. So I guess I'm a moron.
No, I just like it's always besides you. He was fine.
Well, it's like it's the same. It's, the afternoon show gets the same thing.
Yeah.
Besides
yeah.
Ike. You
no, he, yeah, you played for the team I like. Yeah. Not a moron. It's all good. Yeah.
Well, it is as simple as that. I never sacked Sean King in a playoff game, so I can't claim
not,
that.
But when they get to know me, I guess they'll figure out I'm kind of a moron.
Well, not everyone's happy with you, Hugh.
Here we go.
Next, Hugh's going to remind us that Alec Boehm was in the home run derby when we mentioned that he only has 6 home runs this year.
Yes, I will.
Don't do that.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Nobody cares.
Nah, they don't. But I will remind you. Because it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Because you say it like it carries meaning. Yes, well, he was
like
an all-star.
Like it carries weight. Yeah. It does.
It does not.
He is.
Nope.
It does not carry weight.
Carry weight.
This one, not from YouTube, but just one of my favorite when this comes up on the Twitter poll. Because we asked about, are you back in on Alec Boehm? I was never out on Alec Boehm. WIP was, though. You know, congratulations, Craig. You're the man.
You're the only one.
Better than everyone else. No one cares.
I like to no one cares, no.
I like to meet the people who have the, you know, chin up, smile on their face when the guy's hitting 125 in April. I love him. No, you don't. Yeah. You're mad right now that he stinks. You're just lying to yourself.
Yeah. Father's Day gift suggestions for Hugh. We did get accountability. Hugh called that. A tent to go camping with Skip, his neighbor.
Oh, that's a rough one.
And better clues.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. The better clues one, even though I've been given immaculate clues lately. I like that.
Word on the street is we have some big prizes to give away next week. So get ready. Think of those clues this weekend.
It's going to be great.
Awesome. New addition to the bracket of Hughes. I like this one just because Hugh was instigating a fight with Joe and Frankie Two Scoops.
You really were. I tried to avoid this, and you're trying to egg it
We
on.
Got Don King Douglas today.
No, because you don't understand. Frankie Two Scoops, like, unsolicited, called Joe this name, and I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. It was such a powerful name.
Yeah.
It was one that you don't hear on a regular. And I'm
well,
like,
also, again,
he got beef.
This feels
real.
Like someone that senior to use that language. Just feels so weird.
Wait, hold on. You calling him old?
Senior.
You said, well, what does senior usually mean?
He was instigating.
What does that mean?
This is Don King Douglas.
He is my senior. Now, is he not elder, senior?
I tell you what, I hope Frankie Two Scoops ain't listening.
He was putting the jumper cables on Two Scoops, man.
I hope he is, so we can figure this whole thing out.
I know how he wants to figure it out, with hands.
With Two Scoops?
I don't think you're right on that.
He wants to figure it out with hands. That's what he wants to do.
That's not healthy for any of us.
I'm just saying, if I were you... When I come to CBP, just keep your head on the swivel. That's all.
Because if the guy that scoops the ice cream upstairs,
he's gonna give you two scoops.
You catch two scoops, catch you slipping.
You're really trying to set up a Don Zimmer Pedro thing, and I'm not playing along. Okay,
King Douglas, man.
I'm just saying, two scoops run downstairs and hit you with that. Hit you with that. He loading them fists. Bah, bah.
Yep. Last thing
you're
here.
You're messy.
We're not celebrating Father's Day. We're celebrating a monumental day for drops on the show, and we've got more since people have mentioned that.
Oh, God. Cream pie.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch that one. That one seems like that's crossing the line just
but
a little
you
bit.
Provided us with a few of your own today, Hugh.
What'd I do?
What? Who was the other guy
oh,
that
I forgot.
That I
like? But nothing better than an addition to the Helium Hugh soundboard with the original.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Because it's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
Let me tell you.
I like Trey.
Helium Hugh is going to get his own show around here. I need the Helium Hugh hour on Sundays. The variety hour with Helium Hugh.
Take a deep breath.
The weekend, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you, people are going to the shore too, right? This is the shore weekend.
Well, every weekend becomes a shore weekend.
Traffic's going to be ridiculous.
You're going to be all right. You're going the opposite way, aren't you?
Well, no, I gotta go to Jersey, go pick up Harper. We're
going you gotta get to Jersey.
Have Skip pick him up.
I wouldn't do that.
That would be not trustworthy. That would be a no.
Okay, quickly, just as we end today, I'm looking at a list of guys that have made the All-Star game as Phillies. If the next time you tell me that Alec Boehm made the All-Star game, Paul Byrd made an All-Star game, Vincente Padilla made an All-Star game.
What about the home run derby?
I don't care. I don't care about any of this.
We're first-round draft picks, though.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm just saying. I mean,
I try to make it
that was
crystal
a good spin.
Clear.
Good spin.
I'm just saying.
Good job.
You know.
All right, that's I would say, more than enough for our nonsense for the day. All right, we got the afternoon show coming up live from Chickies and Pete's. Herb's going to be there, so if you want to hear about his escapades down in Columbia.
He has sex.
He told us that straight out. All right, that's where we end the show. We'll talk on Monday. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We'll talk Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.